Hey, Teresa, it's time for our second mini Ramblers ever.
This was a good one.
This is very exciting. So I wrote this blog for our website. You want to check it out at www.mountaintownramblers.com. It is the top six Rocky Mountain destinations for 2023.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to walk us through them. So they're in no particular order.
Yeah.
Teresa, why don't you tell us about the first must-see affordable Rocky Mountain destination for 2023.
That's a good clarification. All these mountain towns are affordable and beautiful. First on our list, we have Canmore. So Canmore is right at the border of Banff National Park. An hour and 20-minute drive from Calgary, Canmore is a great option if you wanted to explore both Kananaskis area and Banff at cheaper prices.
Yeah, and it's about 30% cheaper. When I did the research, you know, you're trying to book for this week or a month or 3 months from now, that's about what I found. So that's quite a nice bargain for only being 25 minutes away from Banff.
And it's beautiful in its own right.
Okay, what's the next one you have on your list?
Next, we have Invermere on the lake. And this is in British Columbia. This is just outside of the border of Banff. You have this gorgeous Columbia Valley. Invermere on the lake is famous for its golfing, hot springs, Lake Windermere, and of course, Panorama Village for skiers. It has everything you need.
And it is in that Columbia Valley, which is so beautiful. And I'm telling you, it is empty most of the time. It's quiet.
And the hotels were so affordable.
Very affordable.
Yeah,
so we really loved Invermere for sure.
Okay, yeah, what's next? It's a good one. Next we have on the list, Jasper. So this one is a little bit more expensive than the others on this list. However, we love Jasper because it's twice the size of Banff National Park, but half the visitors of the year. So oftentimes you don't get the same crowds, but you get the same amenities to a degree and you get more rugged wilderness in Jasper. We really love Jasper.
And if you want, go visit our website and figure out what a cheaper option even for Jasper is. We're not going to tell you here. Ooh. Go to the website. It's a little teaser.
But a good teaser.
If you don't want to pay Jasper prices, which can be quite high, we've got the solution for you and you can still visit Jasper.
That's good. Awesome. Next up on our list, we have Crow's Nest Pass. This one is the least visited mountain town of the main mountain towns in Alberta, I think. So Crow's Nest Pass is in the southern Canadian Rocky Mountains, just in between Waterton National Park and Banff National Park to the north. So Crow's Nest Pass is a compilation of five little towns and is rich with beautiful history and heritage and culture. And you definitely get cheaper prices here in the little towns along the way.
Yeah, I can't say enough about this town. And I don't know if you thought the same thing, but I think it's maybe between Invermere and Crow's Nest Pass who had the friendliest people around. We were welcomed warmly by everyone. The mayor, the MLA, we were there on Canada Day. People were just so nice to us in both of those towns. They both win awards for friendliest town in the Rockies for sure.
So great. Love Crow's Nest Pass.
Okay, what's next on the list?
Next, we have Hope, British Columbia. So this is often like a gas station stop for many people driving along Trans-Canada Highway over to Vancouver. But we stopped there at the confluence of the Fraser River and the Coquihalla Rivers. And it was just one of the most beautiful scenes we've seen. And there's a reason why this town was the filming location for the Rambo movie, Kyle. It's stunning.
Right. And we can't call it the Rambo movie. It's actually called First Blood. Yeah, they don't start calling them Rambo till
so
the second
technical.
One. I do want to add here, though, I have been coming to this town my whole life.
It's beautiful.
And I absolutely love it here to sit at that branch off between those two rivers. You and I did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite spots in the whole world.
I know. I always just drive through, not anymore.
Okay, we've got 1 minute left to finish this off or we're fired.
Chilliwack, BC.
Very exciting.
I would move here. This is what you and I talked about. So beautiful shopping, great cultural vibe in a downtown core with boutiques and restaurants and breweries. Chilliwack is on the verge of approaching Vancouver and it's super close to the border. But without those price tags that go along with the states in Vancouver, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, we were shocked to find out how reasonably priced this town is.
Yeah.
And how many amenities. You could spend an entire week in this town.
Yeah.
And not really go anywhere else. But if you wanted to go to a lot of other places, you have easy access to that. So
it's beautiful.
Okay, so we are at 4.5 minutes. We get to keep our jobs, Teresa.
Woohoo! Okay. Not fired.
We got time for you to tell everybody about our social media.
So again, go see our blog and for more details on these beautiful mountain towns at www.mountaintownramblers.com. You can also check out pictures and reels and stories of all of our journeys on our Instagram account, mountaintownramblers.com. Follow us for more.
Yes, and please subscribe and follow and comment on our stuff because it really helps us out. And feel free to rate our podcast too.
Yeah.
If you like us.
There you go.
If you don't like us,
then don't rate it.
Okay, thanks, Teresa.